I am here with writer and actor RJ Terrell. So thanks for doing this interview. Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself to start off?
Well, I am originally from Carson, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, California. I currently live in Vancouver, and I first stumbled into acting about 5 years ago. Had no idea that there was a film industry in Vancouver, and my wife starts telling me about it, and so that's kind of how that happened. As far as the writing side, started writing about 10 years ago, and after I finished my first book, Echoes of a Shattered Age, took me probably a good 8 or 9 years before I came back to it again, and kind of been running ever since.
Okay, thanks for that. Now, you started off as an indie author, but earlier this year, you signed on with Wordfire Press. So what prompted that decision?
Well, my respect for Kevin J. Anderson, who's the founder of Wordfire Press, along with Rebecca Moesta. And it was a great opportunity. I mean, to be able to work with some of the best authors in the business and an elite team of editors and authors, and just to be distributed and to have my name and my books to sit next to Kevin Anderson. I mean, I can't imagine anyone who would pass that up.
So in that case, why did you originally decide to go indie?
Well, options. I had been, I shopped around manuscripts to different publishers. And, you know, as the general rule, you know, you get the rejection letters, which I'd gotten really good rejection letters. And, but I wanted the creative control and I wanted to be able to do things on my timeline. And it looked like a really viable option. As long as I put the work in to make a quality product, I could, you know, hold all the rights.
Now, your situation is a little different from most people in that Wordfire basically bought your entire backlist and is publishing that. So can you talk a little bit about that process?
Well, it started off with their head editor, Peter J. Wax, and he asked me to send him a couple of samples of three of my books. So I did that, and then he offered to have me as part of his team. He wanted to acquire my work. So we kind of talked back and forth about it, and they decided that they would like to publish two of my series, and then, you know, it's very strong possibility that my Saga of Ruination will come to Wordfire also. But yeah, it was generally, they checked out a couple of samples of my work and they liked what they saw.
So what about this whole transition has been the most surprising to you?
I would say the Comic-Cons. I never thought this early in my career I would be working and selling books at Comic-Cons. I thought that was going to be years off. And it's been a great experience, and definitely having Wordfire Press and Kevin and some of the other authors that work with Kevin, being able to work next to them has been a huge surprise, especially some of the big name authors that I've been able to work right alongside.
So do you see yourself being a hybrid author, continuing doing some indie stuff alongside traditional, or do you think you're going full traditional?
Oh, definitely hybrid. I mean, there's options out there, and I can't see any reason why I wouldn't exercise those options. I mean, as far as going with a large publishing house, they have the distribution model, and they have the ability to go international. And then you have some of the smaller, larger presses that are still small, like Wordfire, where they still have the distribution, and they have the editing and so forth. And I'm learning from some of the best in the business editorially from, like, just some great people. And then on the indie route, my level of output can remain as high as it normally is, and I can retain everything and just kind of exercise my options. So it's just wonderful to have options.
Okay, now The Arch Doorway recently reviewed Echoes of the Shadow Age, the first book in the Legend of the Takashinil. So how did that series come about?
Well, it was kind of funny because I'd been kicking around ideas for a story, but I hadn't been serious about it. And then one day I'm going to school for medical coding and billing, and I was ahead in my work. And so my teacher says, well, why don't you go down and play on the typing program and, you know, get your typing skills up, which is funny because I typed faster than she did. And, you know, I just decided to work on this story about a ninja demon hunter and her brother, who was a samurai. and just, you know, how much they butt heads, obviously, the two different philosophies. And when I turned in the work that I'd done, she said she'd make a deal with me. As long as I'm ahead in my work and my work is up to par, that I could continue to write this story. I kept doing that. And over the course of the 8 months that I was in the class, the book became Echoes of a Shattered Age. And I probably wrote half of that book in my coding class.
How many books are in that series right now?
3 books.
Is that complete or is that still ongoing?
The series is complete and they're actually going through revisions. So while they, you know, have been available in print up to now, I'm currently revising them for the re-release under Wordfire Press.
And you have 2 other series, Hunter's Moon and Saga of Ruination. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
The Hunter's Moon is a urban fantasy. It's a vampire series. It takes place in Vancouver, BC. And it revolves around a guy who's out for a jog at night around Stanley Park, which is ill-advised in itself. And he witnesses what he thinks is a murder, but it turns out to be a vampire feeding. Because this happens, the vampire is out to kill him, but also a hunter. Vampire warrior class, or their law enforcement, are called hunters. And they hunt down humans who witness vampire feedings, but they also hunt vampires who are incompetent and allow themselves to be seen. So this book spans the first of a 4 book series, and it kind of reimagines the hierarchy of vampires, starting from the most powerful to the weakest. And, you know, there's vampire lore and things like that involved. It goes into vampire physiology just a little bit to give you a kind of a different take on what makes up a vampire. Saga of Ruination is kind of my sweeping epic fantasy tale. It's going to span, I'm not entirely sure, but probably about between 7 to 10 books. And that's going to be like my epic fantasy series.
So for a series that long, how much of like the overarching storyline do you have planned for that?
I've got a good portion of it. At the moment, I have outlined probably about the first 4 books, and then I'm going to be working on the rest. I already have the ending in mind, so I already have a point that I'm working towards. It's just I detail it out in chunks at a time, which equates to about 3 to 4 books per session that I outline.
Okay, so who would you say was your greatest influence as a writer?
Well, that's anybody who knows me definitely knows the answer to that question, and that would be R.A. Salvatore. He's the author that I'd say I imprinted on.
So now, as I understand it, you're about to hit a major milestone in that next month. You're going to be selling books and signing alongside R.A. Salvatore at Salt Lake Comic Con. So, you know, how does that feel to be at that point?
Oh, it feels great. It was one of those moments where no one was around, so I was able to do the screaming fist pump when nobody could see me, so I could still pretend to be cool. It's one of those bucket list things that, you know, you hope will happen, but you're not really sure is ever going to happen. So the fact that I'm actually going to be signing next to R.A. Salvatore in Salt Lake City Comic Con it's one of those bucket lists to cross off, and I'm ecstatic.
Now, in addition to being a writer, we mentioned you're also an actor. You've had parts in Once Upon a Time, Battlestar Galactica, is that right?
Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome. I appeared in that. It was rather brief. I was a deckhand, so I appeared in Battlestar Galactica, Blood and Chrome, which is actually a web series, and it's really good. I highly recommend you check it out. Also, iZombie. I was in the last season of iZombie, as well as Supernatural. The episode, what I believe, is Slash Fiction. And I've appeared many times on Once Upon a Time. I'm one of Robin Hood's Merry Men. And we have a lot of fun on that show. It's a blast. They're all really fun. And also The 100. And I'm an arc guard on The 100 from season 1 up to present.
So what prompted you to, I know you talked a little bit about it, but like what actually prompted you to go into acting?
I've always wanted to be an actor since I was a kid. And the one day when my dad told me that I exaggerate too much and I need to be an actor, it was kind of like an actual accidental nudge. Because he's pretty traditional, so he wasn't one of the people that thinks, you know, go to school for acting. You know, he was one of those, go to school, get a job, and work for 25 years and retire. So he probably wished he could take those words back when he said, you need to be an actor because you're so dramatic, because that's pretty much what sparked it.
Okay, so with experience as both a writer and an actor, have you ever given any thought to writing screenplays?
I've had it mentioned to me, but it's kind of like speaking a different language. I mean, you know, it's they're both writing, but the format and just the pacing and the way it's done it's quite different. So, I mean, I might try my hand at it one day, but honestly, I work with a really good screenwriter right now, and I'm content to let him do it.
So how do you balance the two, being a writer and being an actor?
It's kind of a funny balance, because with acting, you have to find a group and you practice scenes and you have to stay, you know, it's like a muscle. You know, you go to the gym, you work out a muscle. It's the same with this. We call it going to the gym, where you go and you stretch your acting muscles. And sometimes you can go months or maybe even a year without an audition. So, you know, you have to stay up on your skills. Whereas on the writing side, you write. You sit down in the chair and you write, and you don't stop writing. You know, so that's something that you do every single day. And it's, you don't have to wait for an audition to write. You just write. So I would say any time that I have when I'm not on set or when I'm not working on scenes with my colleagues, I'm writing. So I'd say I spend more time on the writing side simply because it's something that I can actively do, like, consistently. But I try to balance it as much as I can.
So what are you working on now in either the acting or either the writing side? Like, what's going on with you now?
I worked on the 100 a couple weeks ago, and I'm back on Once Upon a Time. There's a heavy flow on Robin Hood. As I'm sure any viewers have been watching and have seen, there's been more Robin Hood, so there'll be more Merry Men as well. The Flash is back up. I haven't gone on yet, but I've been called to see if I can go. And then there's also a movie that is filming there. It's a huge blockbuster. I can't name it, but everybody is waiting for this movie and looking forward to it. And I've taken a few stabs at it, come close, so I'm working on getting on that. And as far as the writing side, I am in the home stretch of the revisions for the remainder of my backlist for Workfire Press. Then I'll be outlining and getting ready to work on the second book in the Saga of Ruination.
Who are you on The Flash? You didn't mention that before. Just curious.
Not a special character. I'm typically just like your average Joe. I've done a few things because it's mostly background on that show. But I'd say I'm a detective in the precinct whenever they go to the precinct in that show. But nothing super distinct, but I'm there quite frequently. And one other thing I forgot to mention that I'm working on is it's in the early stages, but we're working on bringing the Hunter's Moon series to film. So hopefully, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. We're moving along quite well. So you might possibly be able to look for that within the next year and a half, you know, maybe 2 years.
All right. Well, then we'll look forward to that. So that was all I had for you. Thank you for doing this interview.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me, Gamma.